Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us every type and form of dua, and Allah has given us the permission to recite these du'as, these prayers, these requests. There's a du'a, there's a prayer and a request for everything. Allah Ta'ala says, ask me for everything, anything and everything, and I will accept, I will listen. But there's one du'a that Allah Ta'ala has told us to refrain from making and presenting to Allah. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated that, do not ask for maut, for death. Do not do the dua, recite the dua asking for death or desiring death. We should not desire death. Because both these things, to do dua for these things is mamnu', is not accepted, is not permissible. It is a form of, you could say, if we think about it, the act of suicide or to kill oneself is haram in Islam. This is haram. To kill oneself, to commit suicide is haram. Unlawful. And if we look at this topic or subject, why does a person desire death or ask for death or make a dua for death or hope for death? Or why does a person go towards suicide? Generally speaking, we see this, we hear this, that person, this person committed suicide, this person died, took his own life, etc. The reason for this is that the conditions that surround a person in life make a person extremely upset, possibly. Societal issues, you could have family, household issues, disputes and quarrels between, say, husband and wife, quarrels between the children, or maybe there is poverty in the home. They don't have enough finances, or an illness befalls a person. Ajeeb, different types of illnesses can affect a person. And many other types of difficulties and problems that come into a person's life. And then a person gets to the extreme one side of the spectrum and says, you hear from people regularly, oh, better than this is death. It's better that I die than live this tiresome life. But the person doesn't realize at that time what he or she is saying. It's a massive statement. Rather, not a massive statement. It's an extreme disobedience. An extreme disobedience of Allah. And the person is disobeying Allah. That a person who gets scared or a little bit afraid of household problems, or husband or wife issues, or children, or problems at home, problems outside in the environment, society, relatives, illness, health, work, business. Then a person starts to desire that, oh, it's better if I pass away. And then some people go beyond that and they take an attempt on their life. They make an attempt on their life. So due to their own weakness, a person carries out this action. So why has this been told to us, this action, as unlawful? Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, why have they told us to stop this action and not carry out this action? The reason for this is that Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that life is a treasure. Life is a gift. Life is an asset. It's something to cherish. It's an azeem ni'mah of Allah. Life. Life is a massive ni'mah, massive gift from Allah. The ability to breathe and live. And we want to get rid of life. We want to detach ourselves from life. Think about it for a few moments. Allah Ta'ala says that life I've given to you is a ni'mah. It's a reward, a gift, a present, something to cherish. And imagine if Allah has given life, then there's hikmah in life and wisdom. And yes, a person then goes and to the extreme gets fed up and says, no, I don't want to live. How can this be? We say that I don't like this life. It's too difficult. It's tough. It's frustrating. Quickly, let's get out of here. I want to be free from here. This is such a big ni'mah, life, that this life will give us the decision in the hereafter. That Jannah and Jahannam, paradise and hell, will be a result of how we pass this life, this very life. That paradise and hell, Jannah and Jahannam, will be a direct result of what we do in this world. And alhamdulillah, we will get the ala darajat in the hereafter, the high grades in the hereafter due to this world. And we want to be free from this one, from this life. The reason is that we haven't understood the basis and the purpose of this life. We haven't understood the meaning of life. We think that, hey, we've come to eat and drink, get married and have children, and run your shop and business. And if any restriction or obstacle comes, then we start screaming, why is this happened? Why is that happened? Why am I not happy? Why am I not satisfied? So in reality, we think that this is the basis of life. We think the criteria for success is happiness all the time. Allah Ta'ala says life itself is happiness. Life itself is a reward. Life itself is a gift. Forget about the trials and obstacles that come in life. It's not necessary that everyone is going to live the same. That everyone will die at 60, someone's going to 80, someone's going to 70, someone's going to 50, somebody's going to 40. Everyone's passing through in a different way and concludes in a different way, at a different time, with a different time span, a lifespan. So to consider life as useless, without any purpose, no. It's a very important phase of the journey. And we are here, we have to think and consider, I'm here only for a defined period, I have to earn and depart from this world because the hereafter is forever. The hereafter is, oh, that's it. I've just got to think like this, that I have to earn in this world for the hereafter, which is forever. We're not going to be able to earn in the hereafter. We can only earn here while we're living. We think life's useless, without a purpose, with no meaning, and there's no targets. And we think, oh, let maut come and death come so I can leave here. Brothers, the situation that causes this is that Allah Ta'ala says, I have created the problems for you. I have created illnesses in the world, quarrels, disputes between husband and wife. Allah Ta'ala has permission with this. And children who become disobedient. Allah Ta'ala says this with my hikmah and business tests and trials and challenges. Allah Ta'ala has created all of this. Yes, so Allah Ta'ala has created all of these tests. So a person, every person in the world cannot be the same. Everyone's fingers are different. Your five fingers are different to him. Somebody's rich, somebody's poor, somebody's living in poverty, somebody's a ghani, somebody's got health, somebody's ill, somebody's very healthy and very fit, somebody's, and somebody's got married, he's very successful, somebody else got married, few problems, somebody's wife is nice, somebody's husband is nice, somebody's wife's not good, somebody's husband's not good. Everyone's different. What's going to occur, when it's going to go, we have no guarantee, because everything comes from who? From Allah. From Allah. And we get a bit afraid and scared and we tremble and shake. When's maut going to come? Life's too tough. My brothers, all of the trials, the challenges in life, they come from Allah. And what is the hikmah, the wisdom behind this? It's the same hikmah of Allah all the time. Allah Ta'ala says, I've sent you to this world, live in this world and prepare in this 60, 70, 80 years that you're going to live, or less than that maybe, prepare for that everlasting life in the hereafter. So Allah Ta'ala says, I create obstacles in this world, in the earth, so that you can be tested, so you can persevere, so you can earn for thereafter. These are the exam questions. Like for example, you go into the examination hall and then the papers put in front of you and all of the questions come. And then if you don't have the questions, can you sit the exam? If you sit in the exam hall and have tea and drink water and come home and say, yeah, I've given the examination. What exam did you give? You just sat there half an hour, 45 minutes, 3 hours drinking tea and coffee, and after that we came home. Has this ever happened in an examination, that a person goes there, person sweating, shaking, the papers put in front of the person, he looks at the questions, the different length of questions, different time of question, he thinks, how shall I answer this question? He's sweating, looking at the clock, how much time is left? So this is life. The person who understands the purpose of life, he looks quickly, my breaths are running out, let me answer these questions in life, so my result in the hereafter is brilliant. So this is just like in the exam hall, you have to answer the question. So here we have questions, problems, difficulties, illness, different problems that confront us. These are all exam questions that confront us during this phase of life on planet Earth. And the person who answers the questions correctly, confronts the predicaments correctly, and overcomes them, this is our exam. And Allah Ta'ala is the one who sees, isn't it? He's the one who's watching. He's the examiner. So if we then reach to Allah and He gives us 10 out of 10, then we will attain Jannah with the fadl of Allah, with the bounty of Allah, with the blessings of Allah, won't we? So the first thing is this, that don't be scared and afraid. These are the questions that come about. They crop up randomly at different times in different places in the world. Different questions come in front of us. A difficult question comes, sometimes easy questions come. So when the question comes to us here in this world, in this life, the exam question, we have to answer it correctly. Correctly. Yeah? So rather than giving up and lacking hope and being extremely ungrateful to Allah, that and carry out an action of, you can say, kufran, where a person's disregarding and shunning iman, and a person stands in front of Allah and challenges him, says, no Allah, I don't want this. Brothers, when this condition comes, then understand that this paper has come to me, I have to solve it, I have to solve this exam question, and I want to get maximum marks Full marks for this question. Yes, a person does get challenges, and sometimes when there is a hard question that comes in exam, you start to gulp. And then you think, oh, water, right? When I used to go into the exam hall, I wouldn't straight away start to answer the questions. I would sit down and do maraqba, dhikr in the heart for about 5 minutes. I would remember Allah, calm down, relax. Others would start suddenly. For a second, I said, no, inshallah, do maraqba, dhikr in the heart, and inshallah, Allah will increase the barakah and the time during the exam. So when problems confront us in our life, sit down, relax. Or let's say something extreme happens at home, in the family, or outside. Don't start to tremble and shake and get scared. No, stay silent. Relax, do maraqba, remember Allah in the heart. Say, Allah, it's all from you. Everything comes from you, ease and difficulty. So how do I solve this difficulty? I can't solve it, Allah. The exams come from you. The difficulties from you. Allah, I need your assistance. So Allah says to solve the questions, the challenges of life. The exam questions that come in our life that we have to answer, like this, the child is disobedient, for example, or the wife demands divorce, or the husband starts demanding divorce, or a problem comes, or you get ill and the doctor says, sorry, there's no cure. We go to the doctor, GP, sorry, I'm very sad to tell you that you've got this. Oh, I've got this disease. Okay, I've got cancer. What do I do now? What's the next step? I've got this illness. Allah Ta'ala decided for me to have this illness. What do I do now? He says, how can I tell you? Doctor says, please, doctor, tell me. There's nothing to worry about. I'll take it nicely. After that, there could be more, but there's no point crying, beating your chest and your head and shrieking out. You have to then think, how do I answer this exam question? Say, subhanallah, subhanallah. This question's coming. I've got to get 10 out of 10 for every trial that confronts me. I've got to surpass all of the obstacles. Climb over all of the obstacles. If I've got cancer, then how do I respond to this news that's come to me in my life? Yeah, so the questions come, the challenges come. Now I have to think that Allah Ta'ala has given me that tariqah. In your life, there will be different conditions and phases and circumstances that will confront you. For example, you go into a plane. You're traveling and in the plane, then turbulence comes and the plane goes up and down, left and right, side to side. Everyone's flying around. And if you see, for example, a passenger then says, oh, can you push me? And I want to disembark from the plane. No, I don't want to now, after 5 or 6 years, if you're traveling, for example, a soldier, when he's off after a few years here, even 10 years, a person doesn't go home to see his father. After 10 years, to see his mother or father or relatives. Yes, so if by chance we're going, we will be happy, I'm going to go home, and there'll be food there, pilau rice and sweet rice, and the preparation for me, I'm going after so many years. And so in the plane journey, if there are ups and downs and turbulence, and people are flying around, a man will say, no problem, I'll withstand of these difficulties in the plane, up and down, turbulence, 30, 45 minutes, 2 hours, after a while the plane will disembark and land, then I will go home, and I'll get my ease. When a person takes all the knocks and the turns and the ups and the downs, you will have sat in a plane, sometimes turbulence comes, and you go up and down and you're distressed and worried. When you land, when you go home and everyone embraces you, and then you forget all of the turbulence that occurred in the plane journey. Rather, when you go home, the food mat's laid, there's khichdi and dal and rice, and you forget all, and then papad on top of that. Oh, end of story. Oh, where did you come from? Oh, I had a very nice journey. Some people will say that I didn't realize that the plane journey went so quick. I enjoyed myself, because they see the dal and the love of the family overwhelms them. So this is dal, and Allah Ta'ala says that if you confront all of the problems in life, the ups and the downs and the problems and the difficulties, and you solve these, you confront these, you take hold of these nicely, calmly, sincerely, you pass the test and you come to me in the hereafter, Allah says, and you have maximum marks. Subhanallah, Allah Ta'ala says, then you will be sent into the group who? Ashabul Yameen. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Ashabul Yameen. The people will get the book in the right hand. So do you now understand the solution to difficulty? So how do we answer the questions when they come, the exam questions during our life, the difficult questions, the difficult circumstances? Allah says, I'll give you life, breath, your body, I'll give you difficulties, exam papers, and I'll give you the answers, the solutions. And what is the solution? That every moment in life, every breath in life, whatever circumstances arise, Allah says, live according to my preference, my desire, what I've prescribed. Doesn't matter what it is. Wherever I've sent you in the world, what do you need to see them? What is Allah Ta'ala's order here? Then what shall I do in this moment of difficulty? Subhanallah. How do I stand here? How do I respond here? In this illness, what is the order that Allah Ta'ala has given to me? What do I do? The tariqah that my aqa, my master, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, has prescribed, I will stand firm on that, his method. And doesn't matter what it is, I get maximum marks at that time and I will pass. Maud comes after that. After that illness, subhanAllah, 100% pass mark, full marks, A double star, triple star, because Allah Ta'ala says, he lived his life according to my desire, my plan. And this was the life that he passed. That we pass our lives in a useless way. We are afraid and we have khawf, and people commit suicide when there are problems and illness comes, they have arguments. Oh, no need to worry. No need to argue. Rather, every examination that comes, every difficulty, Allah, it's come from you, from the heavens, and I will solve this. And how do we solve it? Straight away turn to the lifestyle of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How did he advise us to confront these specific issues? And I will do this. We should say this to ourselves. Yeah, so there are certain things that we should do in our life. When difficulty comes, problems, illness, challenges, monetarily, financial, physical, spiritual, family, what's the first thing we should do? First of all, we should do dua. What did Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Do dua. Don't try to become courageous and brave. I don't need help. No, do dua. Allah, change my circumstances for the better. Allah, I'm ill. Improve my circumstances. Allah, take this illness away from me. This is the tariqah of answering the question. Rather than crying, oh, I'm going to die. Oh, my children, I've got nothing left. Oh, my children, they're young. They're babies. I've got no money. My wife's got nothing. There's no finances, no house, no this, up and down. I've lost out everything. No one cares for me. I've never succeeded. What kind of drama is this? No. Whenever a difficulty comes, raise your hands. Pray 2 rak'ah. Nafl salah. Raise your hands to Allah. Your both hands to Allah and to Rabbul Alameen. Allah, difficulty has come. It has arisen. Allah, what's the solution to this? Allah, my wife, why is she saying this? Or my husband, why is he saying this? Or my children, they've gone off track. Allah, this examination's come for me. First and foremost, Allah, I come towards you. Ask for your help. Allah, with your fadl, allow me to succeed in answering this question. No crying, speaking nonsense. No, because you will get reduced marks. You will get less marks. Don't complain. Do wudu. Yeah? And don't worry about anything, even if the most extreme and worst of circumstances arises, may it not occur. Maybe if the death is announced. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu was on a journey, he was on his camel, somebody came and gave him the news that this person, your relative, has passed away. He was close to Hazrat Ibn Abbas. He disembarked from his camel. He came off, he had wudu, mashallah, the sahaba ikram mostly would be always in wudu. They said wudu, he prayed 2 rak'ah nafal salah, and then he said Allah, he did dua, Allah give me sabr. Give me patience. They said, Hazrat, what have you done? He said, this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, that when difficulty comes, pray 2 rak'ah nafl salah, ask Allah for help, and then do dua. If you have an argument or a fight, husband, wife, children, family, don't do anything. That if pain comes to your heart breaks, difficulty comes, control your tongue, stop it, and then do dua. Allah, give me fadl, your grace, your mercy, and Allah, give this person akal who is opposing me. And as long as that test continues, consider that you are answering that exam question. So do dua to Allah first. Second action. So first, when a difficulty comes, number one, do dua. That's the response, number one. Response number two, following the tariq of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have to control that time, the emotions. How do we control that time? How? That we follow the methods that Allah Ta'ala has prescribed to control that situation. Do this dua. For example, if you're angry, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you're angry, drink water. Cool down, lie down, change the position, change the location, because anger continues, it increases. So go far from that location where the anger is, where the circumstances, where the clashes, and then do wudu. That will totally suppress the anger, totally. So in the same way, whatever conditions arise, we say, what are we going to do? How do I control those halat, the conditions, according to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam? That's what we do. After dua, we do this action. And the third thing, which is essential, that there should be no doubt, no crying, no complaint, no criticism on the tips of our tongue or our heart or our minds. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala, we say, oh, why have you put me in a test? Why have you put me in this trial? That we are then complaining to Allah. That who are you to give us this severity, Allah? Why have you made us ill? Why have you given us this extreme illness? Why isn't our matter succeeding? Allah Ta'ala said, okay, you do this what you want, go to another Rabb, to your Rabb, that you think that will solve your issues. If you don't like the circumstances that have come around you, then go and seek another Rabb. Allah says, this is what I had to give to you. I had nothing else to give to you. This was the life that you had to live on the earth. These were the challenges for you. This was your job. This was the place where you had to live. You cannot change your circumstances. Nobody can. Allah is in control. If you believe in me as your Rabb, then just do one action, which is live according to my desire and preference, Allah says, and become pleased with that. Allah, I'm happy what you've given to me, where I'm living and earning and eating everything. Allah, I'm happy with that. Allah, it's your choice if you're going to change it or not. I'm happy with this. So these are the three things. Fourth point, alhamdulillah, that is the greatest point, the greatest thing to do. What is that? That make Allah Ta'ala's attention turn to yourself. Say subhanallah. You haven't understood what I'm saying, isn't it? That make Allah focus on you, O foolish people. Rather that we are focusing on Allah, turning to Allah, thinking about Allah, make Allah turn his focus to you. There's a big difference that we are remembering Allah, we are begging to Allah. Allah Ta'ala said, listen, what can we do? We can't make any difference to this, can we? There's no guarantee. But if Allah is focusing on us, thinking about us, paying attention to us, then He will definitely respond to our needs. SubhanAllah, say SubhanAllah. What a big point. Here is one side, we're doing dua, praying, salah, asking Allah, turning to Allah, requesting Allah. It's Allah's choice if He responds. But if Allah Ta'ala Himself responds to us automatically, what do you need, my servant? I'm watching you, hearing you, listening to you, paying my attention to you. So the fourth point to attain success in the tests, in the exam, is فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala says, you remember me, then I will remember you. I will come to you, says Allah, and I will listen to you. Allah will pay attention to the insan. So stay quiet, do maraqbah, do dhikr, silent. And those who do dhikr of Allah, they are enjoying. Those who have learned dhikr, if they have put their hand into the hand of a Naqshbandi Shaykh, alhamdulillah, they have attained the miracle. They have attained the excellent achievement. They have learned the dhikr of the heart. What can there be greater than this? So straight away go into your heart and do dhikr of Allah. Brothers, allow the finger of the shaykh to be placed on the heart to teach you the dhikr of Allah. Because tomorrow we will regret when maut comes, death comes. Then this sketch will come in front of us and the letter will be opened. And the sheet, the books of deeds will be unraveled and shown. And upon this, all of the decisions will be made. Jannah, Jahannam, hereafter. So which exam question in his life did he pass correctly? Did he answer correctly? Allah will ask, did you make me happy, pleased? Allah, you listen to me. Allah, you come to me. Where did my servant call out to me? What great, beautiful methods Allah Ta'ala has given to us to remember him, to attract his attention. If a human being lives his life in this beautiful way, Wallah, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhab an-nar, that we have used the dunya and akhirah for one purpose, that Allah, just like Akhirah is haseen and beautiful, Jannah, Firdaus, Adan, highest grade, Hoor, Kusur, wives, maidens, rewards, luxuries, comforts, and we are trying to compare the dunya with that, then we can make our dunya like Jannah as well. We will enjoy the life as Jannah if we live our life according to Allah Ta'ala's desire and preference. There will be no pain, no heartache, no difficulty, no problems, no challenges. Rather, we will see the enjoyment of Jannah in this world. Let's do dua that Allah Ta'ala gives us the tawfiq to understand and implement all of these points. Ameen.